Blog Talk Radio.
Test. Why am I so low? Why am I so low?
Your headphones are low?
Test.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Black Sabbath's 13, the brand new studio album featuring God is Dead and End of the Beginning, produced by Rick Rubin. See Black Sabbath on tour this summer. 13 is available to download on iTunes now.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Are you having a nice Father's Day? To celebrate, I poked holes in all of Darren's condoms, so he too can know the joys of fatherhood. You're welcome. Here's the show.
Uh-oh, Darren's condoms have holes in them, thanks to Chuck Blandington.
Darren's right. The baby
so
daddy.
Happy Father's Day, Darren.
Yeah.
You not being able to hear it, does that have anything to do with you not talking into the microphone? Burn! Burn.
No, actually,
first burn of the day.
It was all garbled. It sounded all horrible.
I think it might just be your headphones.
Do you hear it now, Darren?
No, it still sounds fucked up.
Happy Father's Day to all the papas. Okay, hey, even all the mothers. Happy Father's
nice
Day
of
to
you
all
to
the...
tell your father Happy Father's Day over the live cast. I'm not calling to Papa Rob.
I'm
going to
call him after the show.
Oh, can we call Papa Rob?
No!
Papa Rob! Papa Rob! Papa
Do it right now.
No.
You just Papa. Killed the momentum.
Rob.
No.
He's a listener of the show. He loves
all
the
right,
show.
All right, so.
Then no, I wouldn't
what's
do
the
it.
Problem then?
I wouldn't do
Campion 95 says, ring Papa Rabba. They're demanding it. They're demanding you to ring Papa Rabba.
No. None of that on the air. If I just do it anytime you guys request, you'd get a taste for it.
Can we just call a number and I'll run in the other room and pretend to be Papa Rabba?
You want me to call your cell phone?
He's Iranian, so just do your iron cheek voice. It's fine.
Fuck the Father's Day!
Come on, Rob, wish your Iranian
Dad, father I'd like happy. To wish you a happy Father's Day.
Fuck the Rob! You're the worst son.
What?
You have grasshopper dick.
No!
Yeah, all the other little boys from Iran, they're sending their father nice necktie. You don't get me shit. You don't even send me a little bit of coke. You don't even give me half and half.
My dad doesn't do coke.
You're no good, motherfucker. Cheap Jew Russia.
I'm your son.
Fuck the son. You cannot pronounce the Rick Rubin.
See, he is a listener.
I listen every day. Sid number one, Noah number one, 3D number one, Rubba number two.
No!
Fantastic. Thank you, Papa Rubba.
You're welcome.
Not true, but kind of true. No, that's not what my dad sounds. My dad kind of has a Russian accent.
What Father's Day gift did you get him?
Nothing. He didn't even call him.
I didn't even call him. I'm a terrible dad.
The gift speaks
I'm a terrible
itself.
Son.
Are you like waiting to have a nice 2-hour, nice long talk with him, or is it just?
Well,
Dad, I've got some things. To
no,
tell you.
I was gonna go. I was gonna call him on the walk over, but then I started listening to a podcast. And
what podcast?
Which podcast was more important?
It was the
to
I Hate
Father.
My Father podcast.
HatingFathers.com, their weekly podcast.
Yeah, this is their biggest week for them of the year. Yeah. This is their biggest show. This is like their Christmas show.
But really, the which podcast?
Oh, The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana.
That's a good one.
It's a Who's good the podcast.
Guest? Oh, Dave didn't Meltzer. He give us...
Yeah, Dave Meltzer, I listened. It's interesting.
Didn't he talk about the song that 3D wrote?
Yeah, he talked about the Iron Sheik song. That was his song of
didn't
the
really
week.
Talk about
we
got to
play
it.
That
yeah.
song. We haven't played that song in forever.
Okay. Yeah.
We've mentioned the Iron Sheik already, so now it's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Darren doesn't know this, but the Iron Sheik actually direct messaged Metal Injection
about
on Twitter.
About the song?
No, just about like, hey, call... it's so funny because it was in character, mm-hmm. his direct message. Let me read it. Bubba, you speak to my agent, and then the email. He make movie for my documentary. You help tell people about it. I love and respect the metal.
Why don't you get him on?
Well, that's definitely the plan. I'm going to email his manager and see if we could work it out.
How great would that
be?
We
insane.
Will promote it like for 2 hours.
Well, my pitch is just going to be like, look, I feel like everyone who listens to our show knows who the Iron Sheik is.
Yeah.
He's a huge star on our podcast.
I think without us, I mean, people know who he is, too, anyway.
No, I agree with that. But
we worship
like,
him.
Yeah.
In the metal community, we've totally exposed...
Yeah. We respect the Iron Sheik.
We respect the Iron Sheik. He's the world champion.
We know
he's the real, not the Hulk Hogan.
We know
I got
Phil,
it.
The Daniel.
You... Okay, write a message back to his manager in Iron Sheik speak to show him the dedication.
He might think that we're just making fun, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
If it's, come on, he probably thinks everyone talks like that.
Well, it's his manager anyway. But yeah,
can you make it to the show tomorrow? Fuck the tomorrow!
Fuck the tomorrow!
Oh, Sheiky baby.
I'm the red.
So I want to play the song at the very top of the show.
Too late.
Not the top anymore.
Yeah. Well, close to the top. Young Torture Killers is the band.
This was great.
So the Insane Clown Posse have been around for so long now that they're starting to influence new bands.
That's not a new thing. Remember Twisted?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have their record label. But this, I feel, is like totally next generation
In other words, they had nothing to do with this except... People love their music.
Yeah. Isn't it true that there's like a short film or something about this band on the?
There's a movie called Hellaware that's about somebody trying to contact this band and like making them famous or something like that. Yeah, based on watching this video. So
how long has this video been out?
Wasn't that your clothing line, Rob? Hellaware? Didn't work out.
Yeah.
This was made on Cassie.
I love it. So these are the whitest guys ever.
Oh,
my saying,
God.
Nigga, cut your dick off, nigga. Cut your dick off.
Yeah. I bet they don't even go to, like, bodegas that have black people in them. They're so scared.
Well, look, they look like they're from. I don't know where they're really from. They look like they're from Indiana.
They
look
like they're from upstate New York. Hood rich killer, leave you bloody like a tampon. Massacre your crew like some VC in Vietnam.
Game on, hang on. I feel like if you're gonna go that route and be like an offensive white, you know, but just say nigga and all this stuff, and you gotta be good. Like you gotta be good. At least if it was good
Insane
rapping.
Clown Posse aren't good. They do that.
They're comedy to me. I don't know. They may not be intentional comedy, but and plus I put Insane Clown Posse with them in the same category. I'm not saying they're any better, but they are better. They're better rappers than this.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, they're not really
That's
good
because
rappers.
Because they're more seasoned.
You're telling me they're better than.
Yeah.
Cut your dick off, nigga. Cut your dick off.
And then what are you going to do with his dick?
Slap somebody.
Cut your dick off, nigga. Cut your dick off.
Dick will make you slap somebody with a dick.
He's going to use his dick as a dildo and clear up his butt. Foot play.
I collect dicks and put them on my mantelpiece.
See, I already made a better fucking song.
This is like hard. And then Jaded Punk posted this other great rap song.
We didn't even hear the meat of that song, though.
Oh, there's more to that?
Yeah,
the dick
hook.
Meat of the song.
Because the second verse, this guy comes out dressed like a doctor.
Oh, well.
With a knife and he's got blood all over.
You made it further. To this.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, his name's Dr. Consequence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, here we go. There we go.
The return of the doctor in a helicopter close to your nuts. That's why I'm in a chopper.
What?
He's close to your nuts, wrong. That's why I'm in a chopper. Like, it's a double meaning.
Oh, my God.
Too smart
horrible.
For you.
This is almost Eminem level of subtext here.
I've been nuts, banging sluts, fucking butts. Fuck you, nigga, I'm going to cut you up.
Just so
wow,
you
that's
know.
That's a great pattern.
This is like the, it's not a great
pattern. It's not at all. No,
it's,
no.
He looks like Daniel Bryan, kind of. He's like the whitest white guy.
He's very white.
And just to see these guys. Plus, but
Brian
you know,
Daniels.
Oh, okay. When you see when you live in Brooklyn or New York or whatever, you see these guys all the time, like these ghetto white kids that just walk around saying nigga, nigga, nigga. I don't
it's not
understand
even just
it.
White kids. I see Latinos,
Chinese.
I see Asian, I see Arab kids.
Yeah, but the white is the most offensive.
I feel like kids nowadays they don't even realize that it would offend someone. It's just another
right.
word.
Right. So it's like, hey man, what's
which
up?
Is that? Like, does that mean we're in a post-racist society or
no.
just a really dumb one?
No, dumb one. Yeah. I would go with dumb. Yeah. But I feel like the, it's more. It's worse when a white kid says it. Come on, they invented the word nigger. You
yeah.
can't. They can't
yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
They invented it to
I
be
just,
offensive.
It's super weird to me when I see an Asian kid do it.
It's weird. Yes, it's weird.
Like the kid
that's
with
racist.
Like, he's got like a test paper with an A+ on his math test, and he's saying the N-word left and right. It's like, who are you? What is this?
Yeah, it is weird to see them do. But
I guess the parents probably are okay with it because most, you know, immigrant parents are racist themselves. So
yeah.
they're like, yeah, that's fine. But the kids should know better.
Oh, good son. I know the record them either.
Yeah.
Fuck you, nigga. I'm going to cut you up. And that's my word.
Word.
Oh.
Fucking
oh no! Stupid. Then there's a shot of him trying to light
it's
a cock on fire.
It's like a very homoerotic.
Wait, did he just say cappuccino?
He said never cappuccino.
What does that mean?
It's your boy Young Nino sipping all the vino. Never cappuccino.
He drinks wine, but not cappuccino. Cappuccino's too pussy. He drinks wine.
Or it's just what rhyme?
Yeah.
Eyes looking cheeky from
never eat a
rugola. Pizza Brandon Lee. I'm the white crow.
Oh, right. Wow.
I love that he's smoking all that hydro, the most primo type of weed, back in 1995.
It rhymes, like, dude. That's all that matters.
Who smokes hydro? Hydro is like low grade at this point.
In that case,
well,
I
well, they
think so.
Also endorse Faygo and stuff like that. They're all about
fair
being
enough.
Low grade.
Rob, they're from the project.
Mm.
They can't get any better than Regs.
The project
only
of
Illinois. Drinking vino, never cappuccino.
So gangsta.
Episode
yeah.
title, never cappuccino.
I only drink this,
drinking vino, never cappuccino.
No, just never cappuccino.
I only drink this one type of hipster beverage, not this other
yeah.
type of
oh, well, come beverage. On. Why would wine be considered a hipster
oh,
beverage?
Oh, Rob, you're so out of touch. Come on. You have
only
no
seltzer
idea.
Only seltzer is a hipster beverage.
Peter Steele drink. I feel that seltzer is becoming very hipster. I'm
it
seeing
is.
Like
when
a
you
lot
make
of
your own seltzer,
yeah.
it's hipster.
Why is
you
that
frosting
hipster?
Your own milk. Come on. Why not?
My grandmother used to make her own seltzer.
She's a hipster.
Wait. Back up.
Yeah.
Why is making my own seltzer?
Because you do it.
But why is that hipster?
You're a hipster.
It's just,
but I like drinking seltzer. I drink a lot of it. Like when I bought seltzer, I would drink like two of those
yeah.
1 liters a day, because that's all I would drink.
You're going way into a yeah. tangent. I don't
no!
think...
You know why it's hipster? Because look how defensive you're getting.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
funny to say.
No! Because you did it before yeah. everyone else did.
Yeah, you're right. I totally made SodaStream cool. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to do that.
Okay.
But I think a lot
just
of hipsters
douchey.
Do it.
Fair.
Wow.
Douchey? You have a SodaStream as well.
Yeah, but I don't make seltzer with it. I make soda with it. Which
boring.
Is really
oh. There's the
it's
line of demarcation.
Yeah, use it for what it's meant
it's
to be.
It's not
used
the
for.
Intent. It could be
you,
go either
you
way.
You take it halfway.
It's not
you
halfway. You have
halfway.
To buy something extra
it comes
to make
with it.
Terrible
it came
soda.
With it. It came with it.
You
it
run out
terrible.
Though, right? You
I
run
don't
out.
Use it that much. Someone got that as a wedding gift. I don't remember
battle.
Who. It wasn't anybody in this.
It was Rob.
Got it for you as a wedding gift.
Yeah.
I didn't know
no.
that was a thing.
I was a good friend, and I gave you money
thank
as opposed
you.
To a $30 gift.
Yeah. We do use the soda. I think Sean and his girlfriend gave us this like ice cream maker attachment for our Cuisinart that we've never used.
Mm.
I keep turning to my wife. I'm like, you know, you could make us some ice cream. And she's like, yeah. It's nice.
God
though.
Forbid
it's
you.
Expensive.
You
don't want
it.
That. You don't want that. That would be bad. There'd be hair in it.
You could make carbonated ice cream with the two machines together.
And then Rob could froth it all up. It could be like an egg cream.
That milk frother is a lifesaver, let me tell you.
What a ridiculous sentence to ever say. Ever.
It's so great.
Why?
I never have to go.
It saved your life.
It saves my life. If there's a thunderstorm outside and I'm dying for a latte, I don't have
then
to go outside.
Then you just fucking die.
That saved
that?
His fucking life. He would have died in that thunderstorm if he didn't have a frother.
It's like hipster insulin. You just pump a latte into your veins.
This is the...
better now.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, a very sad episode. Rob passed away this Thursday when there was a thunderstorm, and he didn't have any fucking frothed milk.
He was found outside the coffee shop, steps away from his favorite coffee shop.
It's very sad. It's such a tragedy.
His hand out holding the coffee cup.
Unable to get his large mocha.
Jerk. What a jerk.
So, yeah, they literally saved my fucking life.
Oh, that's a shame.
Poor Rob.
Look, when I get into something, I get into it.
Yeah.
That's what she said. What? I don't know.
She would say that. She wouldn't
she
say
gets
that.
Into it. So, it depends who it is.
All right. That was a good laugh. All right. Let's wrap up the show.
Yeah,
that was a good show. So we have a call.
Oh.
Possibly a foreign call. Hello, caller.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How's it going? My name's Matt. I'm from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Matt. What's up, Matt from Sydney, Australia? We're huge in Australia.
We have quite a fan base in Australia. We're morning drive there.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
Ring the bell.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Speaking from bad rap to good rap, you guys are not going to believe this, but I've actually seen Bangs live in concert.
What?
What?
We want to know everything about it.
First of all, what kind of venue
is
Bangs in?
Yeah, where was it?
Okay, well, no, he's actually from Melbourne, but so there's like these this club, kind of a chain kind of club that's all around Sydney that normally caters to like pop punk, like, you know, party jams, that happens like every Thursday for uni kids that, you know, have like lots of neck tattoos and all that.
Right.
And sometimes I normally pull up into the Sydney venue, and it was normally playing for about like, it was about maybe 150 or so kids that were like gearing up to see Bangs.
Wow!
And
let me tell you, he was the last few concerts I went to. One, I think one of them was Cradle of Filth. Another one was Gojira. Better than both of them.
Why? Better. Why would you say that? What was better? Just the
Atmosphere. Sort of, you know, well, yeah, it was sort of just the atmosphere. And plus, there was like, you know, more than like three girls there.
Matt, did you go see Banks because you heard him on the live cast, or did you know about him before?
Live cast.
Wow.
Look at us making Banks money.
Yeah, you should get a cut.
Here's some of the bill.
Your boy's
live read.
Banks.
Yeah, it's your boy. And like, he was just like walking around, just like having a beer, just like talking to people, like thinking that, all these people like me because I'm actually really good, but no, it's because you're really funny.
How many songs did he have? Like, how long was the set?
Yeah.
Did
he play all the hits?
About, I think about 45 minutes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay,
he was headlining.
He was
headlining.
Wow, who was under Bangs?
It's, so cold in the D, lady.
Was it like one of those shows where, like, when he played Let Me Take You to the Movies, everyone in the crowd was like, Let Me Take You to the Movies,
Shawty! Oh, when, like, the first...
What happened, that was the last song he played. When he started playing that song, he's like, Entourage, started throwing popcorn out into, like, the crowd.
Wow, and you guessed Fed.
Wow.
Show. Awesome.
It's like the Rocky Horror Show. They do whatever he says, they throw things
out. So he had like 50 people on stage with him? Was it that kind of show?
No, it wasn't like that. I didn't think the stage could hold like 50 people. It was in just like the back part of like this like really kind of club. You probably had about maybe 10 or so people on stage with him, just like all of like the Melbourne based Sudanese people.
That's incredible. That's so awesome.
It was fun. And like on the post on the flyers they had for it was like, oh, tonight playing Bangs. No, seriously, he's playing.
How do you go there and think it's just a guy bang like from Stomp banging on a fucking garbage can for half an hour?
It's probably better.
Yeah. Someone is a good point here. Who is a better rapper, Young Torture Killers or Bangs?
Oh. Bangs, for sure.
I say Bangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
His music is
better. Was that the last people that were like Cappuccino Dick or?
Yeah.
He drinks.
Oh, Bangs by far.
And what? So it was only like other Sudanese people, or was there any, you know, like Native Australian?
Were you the only non-Sudanese person there?
No, there were heaps of white kids there.
How do we know?
It's a club that like it caters to like, you know, the white kind of uni student on a Thursday night that doesn't have to go to school tomorrow.
Right.
Mm. So it's just people that went to see the show, ironically.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm just there because, you know, it's something to do on Thursday.
It's like when William Hung went on tour.
Right.
But he was like, oh,
let's go. Yeah, yeah. Oof.
But I think William Hung knew that he was a goof, though. I mean, I don't think Bangs knows. I think Bangs really thinks he's something else.
At least William Hung.
But then again, Bangs, you know, William Hung doesn't have Honda money. Bangs does.
Bangs, right. Bangs had a Honda ad, remember?
Yeah. It was like, how much rap can you fit into a Honda Yaz?
Right.
And he started doing a rap about Honda Yaz.
So they just show Bangs and his whole entourage and video hoes getting into a Honda.
Really?
To show how much roominess. Yeah. Has,
oh my,
you know?
God.
Yeah, exactly. There's a video on YouTube. Just type in like Bangs Honda Jazz and you'll find it.
And this was on television, this commercial?
And then he performs at the end.
No, I think it was just on the internet. Like one of those, you know how like there's you gotta watch a ad on YouTube for like 5 seconds before you can watch what you're really watching.
I think
it was just one of those, but then
in the US at all.
Okay.
I've never seen it. But
that's probably good.
No, it's definitely Australian, yeah, because that just confirms that he's Australian.
Question, how much rap can you pack into a Jazz?
And then, Bangs and his crew are, like, getting in the car. They're putting all their jewelry in the car.
Is there, like, a little thing saying who it is, or are we supposed to know?
No, you're just supposed to know.
Wow. His reputation precedes him.
Nationwide, you should know.
Into a Jazz.
A lot.
It's weird that you're packing one kind of music into another kind of music.
I get it.
On the gas, shawty, cause it will be the ride of your life, baby.
I'm saying this because I do think Bangs obviously is a goof and all that, but legitimately, I think he's a better rapper than some rappers that are famous.
Better than me.
But he's not a rapper at all.
He's like, rhyming.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is this his accent?
I think he's better than Lil Wayne.
He just can't afford the vocoder.
Right, yeah. Vocoder and, you know, he's the A&R guy.
What? Software.
Yeah. You need a computer.
Fair enough.
He's saying he can't even afford software.
He got the license. He doesn't want to be a pirate.
Bangs.
He left the Sudan because of pirate. He's looking at software now.
Bangs records his whole album in the library. I mean,
between whack-off sessions, he gets everything done in that place.
Let me go to the library, shorty. I got to record my new album.
I just love it how he's the rapper of just mundane, everyday activities.
Yeah.
Let me take you shopping. Let me take you to dinner. Let me record my live album in the library.
Yeah.
Hi, librarian. I'd like to reserve 30 minutes on the internet.
Now, being that he's in Australia, when he said, let me take you to the movies, were they seeing Crocodile Dundee?
I think they probably hate that movie.
I feel like they've gotten new movies since Crocodile Dundee, 30 years ago.
I don't know.
Hey, you leave Paul Hogan alone. He's a national tax cheating treasure.
See?
I was going to say, now we got an Australian on the phone. Is Paul Hogan resented because of how he was the only Australian Americans in you for like 20 years?
Dame Edna.
What do you? Would you say?
No,
would you
not.
Say
we,
that?
We love him.
You love him. Okay. I've heard other Australians say they hated him because like he was kind of a goofy guy and that was the only thing that like foreigners knew.
He
about
was a
Australia.
Tough guy. Paul Hogan.
Yeah, so goofy.
He was.
I liked the guy. I loved the Crocodile Dundee movies.
The guy was like. You know, put Australia on the map. You know, got shrimp on the barbie. We don't even call it shrimp. But as soon as you say you're Australian overseas or to foreigners, they say, put that shrimp on the barbie or something like that. That's what they know.
But like Yahoo Serious is the one that you hate, right?
Young Einstein.
Okay, I know those two words, and they don't make sense.
What? Oh, I get it.
Oh, never mind. No, Yahoo, we're not going to talk about him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm pretty sure we sent him adrift.
He's the worst. He's like the Australian Pauly Shore.
I saw that movie in theaters. Or in
did
a
you
theater,
really?
Yes.
Were you seeing something else and had
no,
some time to
no,
kill? Or
just Young Einstein.
Oh.
I was very interested.
Oh.
I like the guy's haircut.
I saw 20
I
minutes
child.
Of that, and I had to turn it off.
I was a child.
Oh, God, no. No.
What year did that come out?
What makes it worse is I'm actually from Tasmania, the place that he said he was from in that movie, and I was like embarrassed. Like, this is what the world's probably going to think of us.
Is Silverchair still popular over there?
No, not really.
He's married to Natalie Imbruglia now, that guy, Daniel John.
Yeah, I think he's already divorced, one of the two.
Oh, I thought that was like the biggest
of
Australia.
Oh, and also, you Americans, you take back Joel Madden because we don't want him in this country anymore.
John Madden?
What's
he's,
he doing?
Joel Madden, the guy from Good Charlotte, he's the voice on our version. We've got some Australian bimbo, Seal, and Ricky
Martin.
Him.
You broke up a little. Joel Madden of Good Charlotte.
Okay.
Good Charlotte.
What is he doing there?
What show is he on?
He's judging The Voice.
Oh.
The Voice.
The Australian Voice.
Yeah.
Who's the host here? Christine
like,
McLean or something.
No, she's one of the judges. The host is
Carson
Daly. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Shakira.
The host doesn't matter. We got like some Irish host over here.
Adam Levine.
Yeah,
and
was
country
Leo on that one?
Yeah, that was first season.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, we have Seal and Ricky Martin are like our two major like international people.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want him back.
And
keep him.
Oh, God. No, he does like, he spends all his free time like doing KFC commercials and just like being a douchebag and.
Well,
oh, my God. No.
That was given to him, basically.
Yeah. Where's his brother Benji?
He is,
being fat.
Oh.
No. Well, he's probably, doing other KFC commercials.
He was the punk one, wasn't he?
The
weren't
fat punk one.
Okay. Weren't they both punk?
They were none of them were the punk one.
I don't know. I don't remember which was which, but one of them like dressed in like suits or whatever, and then the other one had like bullshit mohawk and piercings and stuff.
The bull. What?
What
signifies a bullshit mohawk?
If you're in Good
a...
Charlotte and you have a mohawk, it's a bullshit mohawk.
That's exactly true.
It's just nice. Like if Rob froths the milk,
yeah.
It's hipster because he's a hipster.
Bullshit froth.
I want to read this comment while an Aussie is still on the phone because it's very offensive.
Oh,
I feel.
Oh no.
Dorito bag filled with ginger cum says.
Of course.
Wait, I lost it. The stingray that ended Steve Irwin is my favorite Aussie.
I'm on board with that.
Really?
No.
You don't like Steve Irwin?
That guy.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah. Well, he's done. Yeah, he's dead.
There's certain things you can't say in this country, and that's one of them.
Oh, he's saying the guy that said that is done.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person. I like Steve. I don't know about you, Sid. I don't know
he's
why
he's fucking
you're...
with animals, and then an animal fucks back. That's what you get.
But, right. I don't think he would, if he was still alive, he would say he deserved to die, I think.
Then he should have killed himself before he even did the show.
He knew the risk.
Cut to the chase.
He knew the risk. All
right, fair enough.
I just found it funny that a stingray got him.
And not a crocodile?
That's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Not a crocodile. That would have just been ironic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the crocodiles probably paid the stingray off. No one will ever think it was the crocodiles if we get a stingray to do it.
Well, you know what happened is a stingray went up to the crocodile in the gym and offered him $1,000.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they got caught.
The crocodile paid him $1,000, but he didn't do it.
And the crocodile went to prison and got released. It was a whole thing.
Well, mission accomplished, though. So that's fun.
Yeah. Hey, he's out on bail in one of the, in Taronga Zoo. It's all just a big, just legal mumbo jumbo.
But that
still going on.
To drop off the Summer Slaughter tour, or whatever tour it was. Yeah. I don't know. There's some tour.
No, it was the Kill Switch tour.
Okay, the crocodile had to drop off the Kill Switch tour. There we go. You can fix that in editing, right, Rob?
Nope.
Damn it.
Leaving it.
All my metal cred out the window.
Oh, and apparently isn't I read somewhere that he actually came and he finished that Austrian Death Machine album. Robert, is that true?
That is very true. Allegedly, he finished it before getting caught. But who knows?
Oh, really?
Who knows?
Oh, so he put that Kickstarter $60,000 to good work then.
Yeah.
Would it be distasteful to put that work out and like profit from it, or?
I'm sure.
Well, he's already
profited
from it. That's the thing.
Yeah, was it one of the packages that he would get your name tattooed on his
ass? Your initials tattooed on his ass if you gave like $5,000.
Well, that is kind of that's kind of worth it though, isn't it? Because like you know how many guys are going to see that ass when they're fucking him. That's great
huge,
placement.
Huge placement.
Well, actually, they don't. Yeah. It's not a good demographic though. They don't have any money. What if you made it for like a law firm? Like a legal representation for criminal, you know, whites in Luxembourg, you know, right on his fucking left ass cheek while he's getting butt fucked.
It's like a Target.
1-800-VICTIM.
Could you imagine like as he's getting butt fucked and he gets like, you know, he does all that kind of initial tattooing, but there's some like big fucking guy fucking me asking, he has the exact same initials. Or like the guy like he's from across the show, it's like, hey there, white boy, that's my initials.
That's how it all started.
That was his Aborigine impression.
Oh.
Don't worry, Darren. It's a completely different kind of racist over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were some of the other prizes if you donate money to the Austrian Death Machine Kickstarter?
It was just like a copy of the album, a copy of the album and like a limited edition T-shirt. You could do like a sing-along on the album.
What? A sing-along?
Well, like, you know, like those chant-alongs, like those hardcore,
You drop their gang vocals for them?
Yeah, like you could be a part of the gang vocals.
Which just means that they'd put your name in the credits.
Yeah, you don't really use what you do.
Yeah. And,
no workout
or like
sessions?
There was like a Skype workout session.
Oh, that's like
bordering personal trainer.
Pay to watch me lift on webcam.
No, it's the other way around. Like he
watches you.
And give you tips on your form and whatever.
100% chance that he just turns on his Skype and it's some dude whacking off, right?
Yeah.
It's like chat relay.
It's an Omegle session.
Dear Kickstarter, I would like to apply for the workout.
Did I just hear someone hit chat relay?
That could be on your site. You just pay your favorite musicians to watch you jerk off.
That's on that resume site.
Celebrity roulette.
Yeah. Marty Friedman, what do you think of how I shave my balls?
Yeah.
Oh. No, let's be fair. Marty Friedman wasn't on that. He has too much respect.
So
Dave Ellison.
Oh, yeah. Close, same difference.
Elton John. Oh, whacking off. Okay, hold on. Next.
He's into it. He'd pay you to do that.
Great call, Matt. Thank you for all the diversions. And have a good Monday morning there in Australia.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Say hi to the wallabies.
You kind of warned him.
That's a thing, right?
We won't warn him.
So then on Jaded Punk, they found...
Wow, way to jump right back into what we were talking about before. That's professionalism.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't even pay attention to a single thing that just happened. You were just ready to jump right back in. Good job.
Well, now that you've ruined my segue, Sid.
Yeah. It sort of brought attention to itself. Go on.
Wait, so you don't think I did a great job?
I think you did a great job because you didn't forget what you were going into.
No, it's because he smoked away the last 20 minutes of the show.
But it is sort of dismissive of everything that just happened that you're so quickly right back onto the thing. That
why would one be correlated to the other stuff?
I don't know, because they happen
right
now.
The shows
next to each
need
other
to move on.
All right.
We're moving on.
Well, we're kind of moving
on. Well, now we're not moving on. Are we, Sid?
This is bonus content.
Rob finally does a great segue. You have to shit all...
It wasn't even a segue.
You
finally. A blind...
Finally.
Oh, here we go.
Rob, are you on your period this week?
Period. Period.
Exclamation point.
So on Jaded Punk, there was this...
Good segue, Rob.
Are you being sincere? Or?
I thought it was very well done.
All right, so they found this other atrocious rap video from Danny, who's an Indian kid.
Hey.
Does he sound Indian? Just listen.
I just want to say...
say...
goodbye.
I just want to blow into the mic.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
See, this is what happens when you download the vocoder.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me.
This is what happens.
This is what I imagine Odysseus, whatever.
Odysseus.
No, Odysseus.
Now I need to take my life. Now I need to move.
You sound like Latoya Jackson.
Now to say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
Is this like an anti-bullying song?
Don't bully your IT department.
No.
They have feelings too.
Have you tried unplugging your modem and restarting your computer? He's in the mountains.
He's been doing rap and video moves too.
I'm making deeply cry. Now,
I'm gonna fuck that.
This is sorry with emo.
I don't know how to explain this. I don't
like
know
in the
why
lobby, there's elevators.
It's happening to me, but just realize.
The hat says, I love haters. I heart haters.
I used to be. Now I just wanna leave.
Well, you're gonna have a lot of them.
This bullshit is not gonna.
I just wanna say, like, even like I'm watching the video in sync and it's not in sync. Like the voice and his movement. Well, that's basically the song.
Would you like mild or extra spicy lamb vindaloo?
Is this the guy that hits on your girlfriend at the restaurant?
No, that guy's old.
You're right. This is his son.
It might be his. No,
all those
his
tips are going to the vocoder download.
It's a great segue, Sid.
No. That guy, the last time we went there, he starts telling us a story about the Taj Mahal and how...
The restaurant or the actual place?
The place. He's okay. Like 20,000 men build Taj Mahal because of one king loved his wife so much. They have 20,000 build Taj Mahal for tribute to wife. And it goes on and on, like specifics about the Taj Mahal.
Was the implication that he would build your girlfriend a...
I think that was the veiled subtext there, yeah.
Instead, he made a Taj Mahal out of basmati rice.
Yeah, I think he made a Taj Mahal out of man juice in the back.
Korma sauce.
Thinking about my girl.
Extra creamy.
Oh, thanks.
Are you going to meet him up next time, Darren?
He's so funny and lovable. I can't. It's hilarious.
Did you go to some sort of ballroom this week, Darren?
Yes, we went to the Grand Prospect Hall, which is a famous... place where people have weddings, catering hall.
You
want to
queue up the commercial for that?
Yes,
from
please.
YouTube?
There's
that
a famous,
funny.
There's
it's like
a
an
famous,
old Filipino couple, maybe.
Yeah, there's a local commercial where they advertise this place, and it's done with like a fucking beta cam, you know, and it's horrible. And the two people who barely speak English. Here it is.
Alice and Michael, there's something for you. The Grand Prospect Hall. You sing the elegant, get affordable.
It's really Prospect Hall.
I think we've talked about this on the show.
Fancy balls and banquets.
To all of you, have an affair here. Prices that make sense.
I don't even know what he's saying.
The Ockham Restaurant, unduplicated.
The Grand Andres for brides and grooms. The Grand Prospect Hall, minutes away.
The Grand Prospect Hall.
Prospect Hall.
The Grand Prospect Hall.
What I love, too, is that they only have one camera, and as opposed to cutting, it's just extreme zoom in and out. Yeah, like lots of pans.
Very dramatic.
There's a newer one from like 10 years ago. That was from 86, that one you played.
Yeah, the new one.
So those people are probably dead by now.
Oh, yeah.
It's slightly better, but they're alive.
It's the same people. Yeah,
it's slightly better, but it's still hard.
It's been carefully planned, and here is the most
better
important
panic
day
they still
of
come
your
in
life.
There's people that can't speak English.
Oh, yeah, the dramatic music.
You really need the video.
Yeah,
we make your dreams come true.
The Grand Prospect Hall.
I still can't say it.
788.
It's 20 years later. You still can't say the name of the fucking place.
They sound like Mama and Papa Robin.
Yeah. Mama, Rava, Papa, Rava.
Stop it.
Grand Prospect Hall. Grand Prospect Hall.
Were they there when you went?
No.
Like at the door greeting people?
It was. I
was
went
there
to
a poster of them or like a tribute?
No. There's the stairway is like a fucking stairway to heaven. It's ridiculous. It's fucking like unbelievable. She took a picture in front of it that she put on Facebook that you can see. But we had an umpire dinner because my season ended for the high school league that I do.
So were all the old cranky, crusty umps staring at your girl the whole time?
Yep. Yeah, she walked in a little ahead of me.
Oh.
And
they must have been
I
so
didn't notice
when
anything,
they realized she was with you. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Fucking guy.
No, wait. Let's back up here.
Go ahead.
Now, what is the age range of the umpires that you work with?
There's a few young ones. There's like the youngest was probably 25, 30.
But the mean.
I would say the mean is like about 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, these are all overweight, like Italian, Irish guys. Like what kind? What's the demo? What's the demo?
They have to be athletic to be umpire, and they have to run around.
In that league, yes.
Surely
in that league,
they
the league that I do today before I come here is full of that. What you just said, like just gross slobolas. Yeah, hey, how you doing? Strike three. They just want to collect the paycheck. They barely move. You know, the high school league is very good because they actually review these motherfuckers and. You know, like, they test you every year. You got to take a test and all that. So, like, they actually, most of them are athletic, you know. But they are, like, Brooklyn-ese, you know, like these.
Like, what are their wives and significant others look like is what I'm trying to say.
There weren't many wives there. There were, I would say, one woman was there with her lesbian lover. And she's a very good umpire, by the way.
Is she a looker?
No.
Were you able to figure out who was pitching, who was catching?
No.
Who paid the bills?
They're both mannish, but like, you know, I mean, not unattractive women, but not attractive either. Yeah. 40s, 50s.
Was there catering?
I don't want to speak ill of them.
So rude. Handsome cool calling women handsome.
Yeah, I like that.
So handsome.
Handsome. It's an insult. It's meant to be.
It's very insulting.
Yeah. What did you ask me, Noah?
Was there catering?
Oh, my God, was there catering. Such good food.
It's
I
the
love
Grand
it.
Prosper Hall. What do you say?
Well, like, what kind of dishes?
I had some prime rib.
Oh.
Yeah, very fatty, which I like. Nice fat cut of meat. And I'll go ahead and add shrimp, I think. Some kind of shrimpy dish. Oh, shrimp scampi.
Ooh.
Were there alcoholic beverages?
Yes, an open bar, full bar. We didn't drink anything. But
everyone else around you was.
Yeah, they were hammered. Oh, after the meal, or during the meal, they had a raffle, which, by the way, I want a color printer.
Oh, wow.
A nice $150-$160 color printer, and we won the two tickets to the movies. Like, bang. Let me take it. The umpire organization is taking me to the movies.
You have to go see Trouble with the Curve.
That's the only movie they allow you to see. Right? No, we're going to see Superman.
Oh, nice.
The next movie. That I haven't seen. No spoilers, please. Although I already got one, which I'm very upset about.
I don't think
Superman wins. I'm guessing.
But anyway, while they were handing out the prizes, these guys were fucking hammered. They were just they wouldn't even let the guy talk. He's trying to read the fucking thing. He's an older guy. He's like 5'9", 4". Hey, what the fuck? I want to fucking win something. You know, screaming at each other. And they all know each other.
Well, they're so used to getting heckled that they finally have the chance to do it to someone else. They're gonna take it.
The first time they ever got to heckle back.
The tables have turned.
Heckleback, that's a really shitty band, actually. It's not a good band.
No, Heckleback is a new hipster drink.
They're the number one band in Canada, yeah. Heckleback. So but she dressed up like it was the prom, you know. So we went there. I have my little. Remember when we went to Jeff's wedding? I had that Chinese red shirt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you look like
a pimp. Chinese red shirt?
Yeah, it's like a Chinese collar. With
no, it doesn't like it.
No, I thought maybe there's like Chinese.
As long as the shirt doesn't.
Wow. If the shirt had the shirt didn't have bags of fish with it, it didn't sit on you on the train.
Darren also wore his Italian pants because he spilled some pasta sauce on them.
Yes,
that's how
pasta
he determines the nationality of his clothing by the food he spilled on it. So mean, Noah. God.
Super Nintendo Chalmers in the chat says, Rabba is pissed that Darren didn't take him as his date to the banquet. I'm not going to say I'm not pissed.
When he heard there was free shrimp.
But shrimp skippy? And like unlimited? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Did you at least put some in a bag? And
yeah.
Yes.
It was a dish. Pick up today.
You couldn't just get 8 fucking shrimp dishes. I mean,
you could have easily brought some Gladware.
Or were those old men going to chase you down? You
I'm sure there were.
Stolen the whole trip.
That's a yid. Usually there's always extra, and I'm sure that some people didn't show up, so you could have taken all
that.
You
don't want to throw that food out.
Yeah, what a shame.
These umpires.
Go check out the dumpster behind the Grand Prosper Hall. It's probably still there.
We have the most beautiful dumpster in all of Brooklyn. The Grand Prosper Hall.
Homeless? Hungry? Come to the great dumpster at the great Prosper Hall.
We throw out 80 pounds of food every day in the Grand Prosper Hall. Right next to the great Yankee Stadium.
No, it's actually not near
the dumpster in the great dumpster.
Did you ever send for a commercial for the dumpster?
The Grand Dumpster Hall. Imagine a place with all the best dumpsters in the New York City.
We make your dream come true. If your dream is dirty food that someone threw out. If your dream is a salmon bones, we make your dream come true.
Love seconds? How about third? Come to the Grand Dumpster Hall at the Great Yankee Stadium.
Paper cups with a backwash. You like it? You got it.
Wow. Oh, my face hurts.
Oh, yeah. I'm out of breath.
A Grand Prosper Hall. Extremely elegant, yet affordable.
Our dumpster, also elegant.
Monstrous weddings, fancy balls, and banquets.
To all of you, have an affair here. Prices that make sense.
Oh, there's a shot of the Twin Towers in there.
Unduplicated. Oh,
the Grand Andres for brides and grooms. The Grand Prosper Hall.
Right across the water from, you see the Statue of Liberty.
788-0777.
Where is it located?
It's right off the Prospect Expressway. It's on, like, I think, like 6th Avenue or something.
The Grand Prosper Expressway?
Yeah, Prosper Expressway.
He sounds a little like the Iron Sheik, I think.
All those foreigners sound alike to us.
Those other catering hall, they're no good, motherfucker. They're cheap, Jew Russia. They don't have it, the good dumpster. Our dumpster, better food than other catering halls in Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's do a music break.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a few grind tracks. To kick off the break.
Okay.
Let's get off with a new track all the way from Japan's Coffins on the Metal Injection Livecast.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection Livecast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Slaves, Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. Ah, the good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do, like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. You're listening to the program that found Lebby Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net.
To the Metal Injection Livecast, unless Rob spilled his bung water on the soundboard, in which case we now return to Sid rolling his eyes at Rob.
Nope, no bung water.
Did he say lob?
Lob.
Mama lava. Ma.
No.
Papa lava.
Papa lava. No, wait, no.
Damn.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Your metalinjection.net, the number to dial. 646-929. 1357.
You're having a hard time swallowing the cheese doodle paste that's coagulating on your teeth right now.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Noah brought out some Cheetos, and my mouth has a thick, thick coat of cheese in it now.
Yeah.
And my cavity is.
We'll go down easier.
You don't froth cheese. You
Why
only
not?
Froth milk.
Well, what? It's same thing.
Maybe if it's like the queso, the
yeah,
the
froth
creamy
that
cheese,
shit up.
Froth
that
up.
In there. Delicious.
A little fondue.
Some queso frothito.
Are you a fondue or a fondant?
Oh, I'm a fond very do. I don't know what that means.
I think I have to go.
Yeah, why don't we call the Durinsky guy? Campion
makes
get
a
good...
new number on him. And
oh, that's right. We tried last week. I forgot.
We tried, and that number doesn't work. I tried asking around if anyone at poker had his number, and they don't.
Oh, my God.
Are you
imagine...
sure he's alive? Is he dead?
I'm not sure, actually. He's very old.
Imagine how happy he's going to be when he hears from his friends that
this
you are asking about him for his phone number.
I would make... That's true. It's a good point.
It's going to make his day.
Well, all right. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say that this week's edition of the Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Black Sabbath's 13, the brand new studio album featuring God is Dead and End of the Beginning, produced by Rick Rubin. And you can see Black Sabbath on tour this summer. The new album 13 is available on iTunes now.
I like that album. I only didn't hear the whole thing through, but I liked what I heard of it.
I heard a couple of stuff.
Yeah, I really like it. I
have
like
to
a
say,
lot of the riffs.
I did not expect to like it at all.
I was going in with low expectations, thinking
yes.
it would not be good, but there's definitely good riffage.
Definitely.
And I realized that there was like a deluxe version of the album with like...
What's on it? That's
it
four,
comes with
four more
exercise
songs.
Exercise fries and
no.
two of Sharon Osbourne's pubes.
No, I don't think it comes with that. Come on, Sid, be respectful.
Yeah, she doesn't
oh,
have any pubes left.
Oh, fair enough. Well, then she doesn't because she gave them all away for the VIP.
But yeah, no, there was like four more songs on it that weren't on the original version.
God is still
any?
Dead. God isn't dead anymore. And then
God is
God,
resurrected.
So he's dead again.
God was never alive in the first place.
It's a quadrilogy. Is that a thing?
It's a question. God is dead?
That's the first one. The bonus tracks, it's, they've already gone past that.
Oh.
God's down with something. He's got a little flu. Mama's going to be all right.
Do they know if the Durinsky guy is dead?
I'm just fine. Come here, Durinsky. Let me get some of my joints on you.
Does he have a name, that guy?
I'm not going to say his name.
What about just his first name?
His name's Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not his real name.
He's a jerk.
Damn it.
Durinsky.
Durinsky. Yeah, right.
Why can't he just
man.
Be the Durinsky guy? That's enough.
No, because you're Durinsky, but who's saying Durinsky?
But he's the Durinsky guy, because he says it. It's just like the making copies guy, you know, from SNL, the making copies guy. He's not a copy. He says making copies.
You're very much dating yourself, I feel like. I mean,
come
we know who
on.
That is. But
so what?
We talk, listen, if someone doesn't know, they can go right on Hulu and look up the making copies guy. We talk about Joe Franklin on this
yeah,
fucking
it's
show.
True.
We
who doesn't know who
we
Joe?
We educate the
yes.
masses.
Yes, we hip people to all
we
these
teach Australians about banks.
They didn't know
we
about
teach
banks.
Teach Indians about Joe Franklin.
We don't we just bring... teach people about banks. We made banks a fucking star
we
in Australia.
Booked that gig for that motherfucker.
Where's our commission? Where are our points?
Where's our respect?
They respect the banks. Respected the live cast. The live cast no killer the Daniel. The live cast they no pushing people off the stage in the Czechoslovakia.
Give them a 5-star frog splash off the stage.
After somebody else pushed. Tag team.
I can't imagine the Iron Cheek doing a 5-star frog splash though.
No, he's just there. He's cutting the promo. He's our manager.
Mm, I see. There's a new faction.
Yeah. We're like the NWO of podcasts or something. I don't know.
We're taking over.
We're more like Techno Team 2000.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
That was a joke. Oh, damn you. Oh, wow.
3MB. We'll be 3MB.
We're the rockers of podcasts.
Yeah.
That means one of us is going to go on to be great, and the rest of us
we're
will...
We're going
to
kick
well,
glass through plate glass window.
Yeah, we'll just,
can we do that?
We'll just, I'm the Sean. You're the... You, all of you like, are the Marty.
I still think it would be fun to kick you through a plate glass window, though. You can go on and be the Sean. That's fine. Give me that window to kick you.
That wasn't even a reference to wrestling. He just wants to kick you through
yeah,
a plate
glass
window.
Why not? He will make the most noise because he's the biggest one.
Oh!
Of them. Noah probably wouldn't even break the window if we
just committed
the
to the sound effect. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.
And you've got such a heavy coating of hair all over you, I don't even think the glass would break your skin.
Mm. You'll be the safest.
Yeah. See? Thinking about all these things. You'll wear your vest. There we go. Down goes Rama. Down goes
Rama. Ow! Come on, guys.
Maybe
cut it out.
Hit you in the head with a coconut like in Piper's Pit.
Ooh, and then we'll have some coconut to share. With Rob's brain all over
yeah.
it.
Mm. So we'll have some
meaty
coconut to
coconut.
share.
That's Sid beating Rob with a coconut. Ow.
It sounds fun.
I like the Super Nintendo Charmer says, if the live cast was the NWO... Rob would be Big Daddy Shule. Big Daddy Cool.
That'd have to be Shlomo.
Yeah, Shlomo would be
Speaking
Big Daddy
of
Shlomo.
Super Nintendo Traumas, I was reading an article on one of the ESPN offshoot websites this week about the NBA Finals. And the writer was talking about Mario Chalmers, who's the starting point guard for the Miami Heat, and referred to him as Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Wow. Yeah, I heard someone else make that reference. Not about basketball, but...
So did our Super Nintendo Chalmers not invent that phrase? I thought he did something.
I would guess, and I have no way of knowing this.
I thought it was from The Simpsons.
I feel...
said Super Nintendo Chalmers?
Yeah.
On
Ralph,
Ralph said it.
Ralph
oh,
called
he called him Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Oh, so
I didn't know
Super
that.
Super Nintendo Chalmers?
Oh, okay.
I didn't
My
know
bad.
That.
Yeah.
I thought it was that they all just had the same idea for a joke.
That Yeah, but I guess. Right,
yeah.
They all
I still think that. I don't, maybe. How do you know people didn't see that
well,
one
what
line?
What about the one in our chat? What
well,
what?
Why would it be
Has
called? Why would it be called Super Nintendo? What is
it's
the correlation?
A pun.
Yeah, he
a
said
pun,
it's a
pun on what?
Superintendent Chalmers.
Sid.
Right.
Sid.
So, oh, so you're saying they?
They might have thought of it without hearing that line from The Simpsons.
But Superintendent Chalmers is a Simpsons reference, right?
Right.
So if they get that reference,
maybe they just didn't see the episode.
Yeah,
there's
20 years.
It's
of
such
Simpsons.
An it's Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
Super
they're like
Chalmers. But Superintendent Chalmers is in like three episodes. So if they get
no, he's
that,
not. He's in a bunch
he's
of
in
episodes.
A, he's in a bunch
he's
of episodes.
A, he's the superintendent of Homer and Marge's high school. So he's only in it on their
no,
flashback.
No,
episodes.
He's
no,
he's the superintendent.
He's a superintendent for all schools.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm totally wait.
You're
no, that's
of Dondelinger.
Dondelinger. That's what I'm thinking. Of.
There's so many minor Simpsons
oh, yeah,
characters.
Right. That's totally what I'm thinking of. Dondelinger.
So what were you saying? No,
I'm embarrassed.
Campion 95 said, worst Ralph impression ever.
This is it.
No.
This is like burning. That's better.
Me feel English? That's impossible.
Mine wasn't that good.
I love Ralph.
I'm choo choo choo.
Prinkable skipper.
We're laughing at retarded children.
He's just that he has Asperger's.
No.
Oh my
no.
God.
What, he's Shlomo?
Asperger's people can be very highly functional. He's just retarded.
Oh.
He's a dumb kid.
Oh.
There's a difference.
Oh.
Well.
Or Down syndrome, I
think. I think he's just dumb because his parents are neglectful.
Yeah.
No, he goes to school, though.
There's plenty of neglected kids who are smart.
He has a dark side. He has a serious... Ralph has a dark side.
Well,
he has a,
Down syndrome kids could have Down
syndrome.
He dark
has
side.
Voices in his head, and he's constantly doing weird things.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
He grew up to be Randy Orton.
Rob?
Any more Simpson impressions you
like? I
to?
Like Ralph.
Rob has seen every second of The Simpsons like 100 times.
Not every second. I've kind of weaned off of it
really?
Recently.
You used to
the
be the
two...
Simpsons maniac, though.
Oh, no. I mean, the first 10 seasons, forget it. I mean, it's ingrained in me.
Yeah.
But, like, the more recent seasons, I only watch, like, if there's, like, a guest appearance by someone who...
You haven't seen every Simpsons still?
The more recent ones? No. I haven't watched it consistently in, like, a few years. I gave up after, like, after... like 5 years ago or something. I was like, look, I don't care anymore.
Well, all right, explain to me and anyone else, I'll be the proxy for this, like someone who loved The Simpsons, explain exactly what happened to The Simpsons, and specifically why it's not good anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's not good anymore. The,
well, as good.
Just I think the writing.
Return. Yeah, it's just there's so many jokes to make, and the writing was so great before that they kind of run out of things to run out of plot lines, so it's almost kind of like it's repeating itself now.
And another thing about the writing, like that for a long time, that was like if you were a new like top comedy writer in Hollywood, that was the place to go. But now there's so many other shows that it's thinned out a little bit.
They don't
You're
think
not
they could,
getting the top new writers.
Don't
the
you
time.
Think they could still get good writers for
good,
the Simpsons?
Good, but not,
I mean.
It's not as good.
They explain like the same types of jokes over and over again, though. That's like the biggest problem that I have with it. And the characters have become them like completely what makes them work. Like, they don't explore the characters.
When you do
anymore.
A show for like 25 years and the characters don't age.
Yeah. But it's like weird. I love dumb Homer. But there's only so many scenarios.
What happened if all of a sudden they're like, all right, from now on the characters are going to age? What? Why not?
Yeah,
like, because
be
different. Why
that
not?
Would make it absurd, though. I mean, that's like they didn't age for that long, and now they're going
to
age.
What's interesting is though they're not aging, but like technology is modern. Like they introduced Apple as Mapple into the Springfield world, and now they all have like new computers and iPads and stuff.
I think the animation has, like, the way that they overproduce the animation now, I think the rawness of the older episodes is really what made me love the older stuff.
Yeah.
Cause, like, you could,
the
like,
expressions.
See, yeah, the expressions. Like, Homer would be staring at Marge and one eye would be looking in a different direction than the other one. And, that, like, little things like that would crack me up. So.
I like the animation now, though. I think it's really...
Oh, it's
sharp
great.
And nice.
It's great. No, I love it. Like, production-wise, it's good, but it's too good.
It's not... there's no nuance to it. Totally.
No way.
But there's still good episodes, I feel. It's just, for me, I have such a high standard for it that it wouldn't compare to older episodes. But, yeah. It's great. Kind of,
Saturday Night Live gets to change its cast.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't even get to do that.
Yeah.
What? Ralph Wiggum! That was a better Ralph Wiggum impression than when you were trying to do it.
Oh.
My favorite episode would have to be...
Nobody asked.
Someone in the chat asked.
Nah, we should say that then. Otherwise, it's just like all of a sudden we're hearing The World According to Rob.
Well, that's what this...
It's right on top of your transitions today.
Yeah. Maybe you need to back off because, you know what? Someone listening to the archive wouldn't care that someone in the chat asked. They'd
be like,
why
is he? Nobody asked him that. Why is he bringing it up? Who the fuck cares?
They're probably thinking it. They're like, gee, all the Simpsons talk. I wonder what Rob's favorite episode is.
I wish
somebody would ask him. And they're like, oh, he heard my thought. And then they would think I'd have some sort of superpower, but you just broke
you
that.
You ruined
the
it!
The only time that anyone would ever think about that and want to know the answer is if you ever went on a date with Harry Shearer.
What?
It's like, this guy's pretty cool. I wonder what his favorite episode is from The Simpsons.
Only if I went on a date with Harry Shearer.
Only time it would ever come up.
The voice actor.
Yeah. Julie Kavner would not give a fuck. She's all about herself.
It's true.
She'd be like, let me tell you what my favorite Simpsons episode is.
I think it's either I have a few favorites.
Who is
I can't pick
that
one.
God,
Campion.
There you go.
My ultimate favorite is Marge versus Itchy and Scratchy, where she tries to get the cartoon
band.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
And then they
become nice.
But all the kids like go outside and actually like do things.
Yeah.
That one, the Radioactive Man movie, is a classic. And the Homer, and Lisa the Vegetarian. Those are my favorite because I feel Lisa the Vegetarian has some of the best absurd Homer moments of him like being such an asshole about his barbecue. You know, when friends with salad. You know, and then like the pig, like it's just the landlord.
Is that the one when he comes out of the hedge? That GIF they show him coming out of the hedge and then going back in there.
Oh, yeah.
That was my signature on the metal detector.
That's a great GIF. Oh, and also, like, another great line is just when Lisa comes and she's like, I made gazpacho. It's tomato soup served cold. You just hear Barney in the background like, go back to Russia.
That's good. That's a good impression.
Oh, yeah. I could do Barney for days.
Oh, that's a drop.
I just got an awful visual of Rob butt-fucking Barney Gumble.
At least Rob's the top. That's nice.
Thank you, Dad.
I'll gumble your bumble.
Hey, go slower. I'm a virgin.
He's so drunk.
Oh, in the movie festival? That one was a good one. Don't cry for me. I'm already dead. Excuse me, did something go in your mouth and die? It didn't die. Barney's a good cat.
Pagan Fart wants to know, Robbo, what is your favorite barbecue sauce?
Well, you had, I don't know, we lived together. You got a very odd brand of barbecue sauce. That was
I just
funny.
Don't like the typical, like, Heinz. I like to try it. Like
the label just said bone sucking sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
It just, when Rob brought that home, I was like, dude, you're trolling me now, right? Bringing home bone sucking sauce. This is a thing you do?
What are your guys' favorite Simpsons episodes?
King Size Homer.
Oh, that's a good one where Homer gains weight.
And the one when Bart and Lisa go away to camp, Camp Krusty. And Barney comes out as Krusty the Clown.
I am so crunchy a clown.
Also, the Clown College.
Oh, yes, that's a great one. Also, the hockey one where Bart versus Lisa.
I'm going to start punching air like this. And you're going to fill that or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Love that one.
Sid?
Bart Sells His Soul is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one.
The one where they buy that comic book and then they're in the treehouse.
Oh, yeah, Radioactive Man number one. Yeah, that's a great one.
Rob, are you jerking off? What are you doing down there? Your hands are moving up and down on your crotch. It's really
oh, my
awesome.
God.
It really turns me on when people talk about their favorite Simpsons.
Keep talking.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh.
Yeah.
You're the guest actor, so.
Harry Shearer.
See, you do it. I go on the day with him.
Darren, do you have any?
Faith? What was the one when Mr. Burns sells the power plant to the Germans?
Oh.
Good one.
A classic. We're the land of chocolate.
Oh,
thing.
Mr. Simpson, that was 20 minutes ago.
That is a really great line. They're like, the following is the list of people that have been fired in alphabetical order. Simpson, Homer, Sandoval.
Also, the one where it's like, I forgot, who was the guest star that... I can't even think of the fucking guy's name because I haven't seen this in like 10 years. But it's like an evil organization, and Homer takes a job.
Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, that is such a yeah. I've watched that.
Who did that voice?
That was Albert Brooks.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, lots what's another good one? Episode. That the one that like blew my mind the most for the most ridiculous reason. The one where Homer is the little league coach, and he just cuts everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the very end over the credits, he says, you're cut too, Shushy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, they can do that? They can keep the show going over the credits? It like blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably my favorite single Simpsons
the gag.
Band.
Yeah.
That and Hey There, Blimpy Boy, flying through the sky so fancy free. You remember
I
that?
I don't remember that.
You won a raffle to fly in a blimp?
I know the original song that
stamped. I remember laughing really hard when when the episode where Ned goes crazy and he just goes, oh, Ned, you're so crazy.
That's a good episode, too.
Yeah. But
the Left List store. Every, that Leftorium.
Yeah. What was the most consistent season?
I don't remember.
I never watched it when it was on live. I always watched the syndicated episodes when I really got
six?
Into The Simpsons.
Six, yeah. I don't know which is from what
season.
Like season 4 though is pretty good.
If you give me Seinfeld, I could pretty much
Seinfeld. I feel like season 8 is great. Like they really got it towards the end.
Yes. Well, that was a show where they had a really everything got honed more and more as they went out. Like they figured out who the characters were. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and they could never run out of things because it's just like all these different scenarios that you put these characters in.
Yeah, everything that happens to everybody every day. There's a billion of them. You could keep doing it.
I rewatch it now when I just have all the seasons and when I'm I don't have anything to watch, I'll throw on an old episode. And it's ridiculous how relatable it is.
Yes.
And then I look at the credits and it's like, copyright 1993, 20 years ago. And I'm still like totally.
That's good writing.
Yeah.
But like 40% of the things in that show would have never happened with cell phones, though.
Yep. Yeah, so that's many episodes that are dated by the time, definitely. But some are still very timeless, I feel. Goes either way.
Sure. The way the characters act and interact with each other is timeless.
Yeah.
This like just the scummy way that people act with each other every day.
Yeah,
and you never see that on TV. Like everyone's there's always a moral or anything. Yeah. And just the fact that's why everyone seemed to hate the ending. I really loved the ending because it was such a like a fitting end to them because they're such scumbags. They're just such scummy fucking people.
But they sort of had to beat us over the head with it at the end. Like if you didn't understand what the show was,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna force feed it down your throat.
I didn't think it was force fed. I think it was you know.
I thought it could.
Not
be
everyone
better.
Knows what the first line said in the show were. You know.
I just to me it felt like rehashed content. I wanted some new content.
Oh, you're talking about the whole show being a flashback show, you're saying?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. I was just,
It was in a new context, though.
I remember when watching it, like, I wasn't that familiar with Seinfeld, and I was a little disappointed with it, too, just because it's like, I don't really get
I'm much more satisfied now with when they did the, like, sort of reunion on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. I thought,
oh, really?
Oh, so good.
Fantastic. You really should.
Curb is a great show. Yeah. Just on its own.
I didn't see every Curb Enthusiasm show, but I've seen a bunch of them.
You should watch that season.
Which favorite Curb show? Mine is the one where he steals the fork from the restaurant by accident.
Oh,
he goes to his limo driver and gives him the food. The guy didn't even really want it. And then he complains there's no fork. He has to go back and get the fucking fork, and they catch him for stealing.
I think the one that I remember the most vividly is the one where he hires the hooker so he could take the HOV lane to the Dodger game.
I don't remember this one.
Yeah, because he wants to beat traffic. But then he also stops to get weed for his dad because his dad has glaucoma. And the weed salesman is the guy who ended up being Hurley on Lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember them saying he was going to be in that. I never saw it. Some Lost.
But this was before Lost.
Was it before?
Yeah. That was one of his first, like,
on-screen. Oh, no, I was thinking of Fringe when he was on Fringe, yeah.
But, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Well.
But they're all great.
Yeah, I feel like there's always he's always right, which is the best part of it. It's just the
he's
way
right,
he reacts
but
to it.
He goes about it wrong.
Yeah, he goes about it completely wrong, but he's absolutely right.
We have to do Thrash or Trash it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
far, we've just been thrashing or trashing TV shows.
Yeah. Well, mostly
thrashing.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
By the way, our number is 646-929-1357-951. You're on the air.
Is this Dan Castellaneta?
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
This is Kevin. I messaged you about Thrash and Trash a while ago, actually.
Oh, well, you're calling in
good timing
at the perfect time because we are about to play a game called
Loading.
Buffering.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right.
And Kevin, we're totally doing this game because you very politely asked us to. And by us, I mean me directly.
Robert first and stuff like us.
Yeah, the royal us.
The first.
Why is it raining in here?
Plural.
Yeah. What's that? So what's up? What's your band name? Or what's the band you would like us to
actually. Sent you the link. But yeah, nobody ever called in with their own band, so I thought, let's go for it, because that's funny, right?
Sure. Now, Kevin, how long has this band been around?
Let's see. We started last year, but the album just got done and went up on, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, so this is fresh.
Right off the list.
And what would you describe the genre of your band? And what's the name of your band?
We're called the Pathians. It's like, the joke description is, it's if, like, Dillinger Escape Plan played really slow, and then, I don't know, was more into sludgy stuff.
If Dillinger Escape Plan played really well and was more into sludgy stuff.
Oh, slow.
So it sounds slow.
Oh, slow.
They do play really well.
I was going to say, that's what you're still... I do. Yeah, okay. Sure. All right, so you want us to play the track Jezebel?
That's it.
So the way this game works is we listen to about a minute of the song, and within a minute we decide if we thrash it, meaning we like it, or we trash it, meaning we don't like it. And, Jake, you're going to have to play this, too. You're going to have a dude from, like, a real band.
But then he's going to be all like, oh, the Periphery guy doesn't like my shit.
Well, or, what if you do like it?
Well, then he's going to ask you to, like, tour with him.
What if you like it, and then you're like,
and then
you're just like, wow, kid, you're going to make it. You need a manager? I'll give you a good deal. Only 50%, and I'll get you. I'll make you a star. You heard of the Summer Slaughter Tour? Yeah, you could be opening I can get you on there. I'm on there. Yeah.
There.
You never don't just skate playing the headline in the Summer Slaughter Tour. You can be on the Summer Slaughter Tour.
I can get you on there as a janitor.
Thank you for screaming while I farted, Ron.
You know, my
bill worked out well.
That's what you sound like, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah. But that's good. So, you know, you're a real tough judge. That's all.
Yeah, all right. So here we go.
Give them quality advice.
Okay, no asterisk if I don't like it, though, all right?
And we're giving something away, though, if someone...
Oh, if all of us like it, you'll win a free CD from the Metal Injection giveaway pile.
Mm. Remember those?
I'm cool if you don't like it, though. I think getting hated on it is, like, just as funny. So, I don't know. What? If you're not into it... That's cool.
Good attitude.
We're John Rickles of music criticism.
And also, whether you cool with it or not, we are not. It's not going to affect us at all. Whether
yeah, we don't care. We're going to be super honest.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, here we go. Hate it!
No. Stop it, Jake. Don't say that already.
I'll go first. Eh. That's how I feel about it. It's not the worst thing I've heard, but it's not the best.
We're changing
this
game to thrash it or trash it or
I'll trash it.
Okay.
I wanted to like it, Kevin. You seem like a great guy, but it's. I feel it's like trying too hard to be too many different things, and as a song, it doesn't capture me. It's the nicest way. So I trash it, Darren.
I thought it just tried to be one thing, which I don't like. And it what really turned me off to it was the vocals. The vocals just sound like I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. It's like a guy like stubbed his toe. Like I really feel like. I like some kind of screaming vocals, but I feel like the best ones are the ones that are slightly melodic, even at the same time when they're very aggressive. Like Slayer is a good example. Like, he just screams into a microphone for 45 minutes, but, like, there's something, he's doing something creative there with his voice, and this is just like, that doesn't appeal to me. The riff was not bad. I actually kind of thought this had some promise to it. The band is not terrible. I like that kind of, you know, Mastodon-y kind of sound, but I do not like this at all, and I'm going to trash it. What does he do in the band?
Kevin, what do you play in the band?
I'm the vocalist.
Kevin?
I can't make it.
He hung up in shame. He's thrashing.
Oh, no, he's still on.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin,
are you there? Oh, okay, sorry.
Music
was
What do you do in the band?
Yeah, I'm the
Sorry.
Oh.
Well,
don't worries.
I mean, maybe the guy can, you know, improve his. It doesn't mean he's hard.
Or you could just
person.
Totally ignore our advice if you're really passionate. You know,
right. We could be wrong. You could go to find a good A&R guy and suddenly, you know.
You're going
to
be a star.
Yeah.
Do
they exist,
A&R guys?
Yeah, they do.
Have those still?
Yeah. So what do you think, Sid?
I didn't hate it. If you played this during a music break, I wouldn't be like, Rob, why are you playing this amateur bullshit? I'd be like, all right, this is something that Rob would play on the music break, so I'm going to thrash it. I think it's fine for what it is.
Oh, that's a very positive thing.
For me, that's about as good as
it. Yeah, Sid likes it. No.
Okay, you're 2-1 now.
I didn't think the vocals were horrendous. I thought that whoever was singing in the background needed to be quiet.
Really?
It was just like making the vocals sound kind of like muddy, like too. The sound was too muddy.
Like mud butt, like a vocal mud butt.
Right, exactly. Or like a like a swamp ass.
That's in my mind because someone at the game I did today mentioned mud butt. Like his baby, his mother was there, his baby mama was there on the bench with the baby.
Uh-huh.
And he said the baby just took a dump. I need a second. He was about to bat. The baby just took a dump. The baby just sitting there having mud butt.
So he needed a second because of the smell or to deal with the mud butt?
He meant he couldn't take the smell.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And I just, like, I think if they keep on being in a band and recording, I thought that the quality of the recording was pretty good for an unsigned band.
I agree with that.
So I think they're definitely heading on the right path. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it kind of grew on me. So if they just tell the backup singer to shut up,
yeah,
they have hope. So thrash it.
Oh, look at that! You tied it up.
Oh wow!
You're rallying. You're 2-2, and that. Well, you got Jake. So you're probably in trouble. But you made it 2-2.
Yeah. Oh.
Here you go.
Hey, not bad.
Hey, Rob Wiggum.
Okay.
My Jake. Turn.
Yes, sir.
Well, generally, when I'm listening to music and I'm listening to a new song for the first time, I always listen to it from a songwriter's perspective, as like how the song was pieced together. And I was just waiting for like the memorable thing to come in, the motif of the song, and it never came.
Oh, it was almost there too.
So we want to hear a little bit more to get the motif.
Well, let me finish the rest of my critique, because I was listening. The song was playing while we were speaking. I was listening to it actually, but also the vocals were not dynamic at all. Like they were just that one, you know, super like, you know, on 11 screaming all the time, and I just can't get into that. So, but if you want to play the rest of the thing, so we can get to the
delay his thrash. Fair man, fair judge. Is this the motif yet?
Is that it? It's really hard to hear through a phone. I don't know.
Do you have like a time code?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Let's skip to the motif.
Yeah,
well, hey, we could be totally wrong, and there could be a bunch of listeners right now that are like, oh, I dig this band.
Well, he's only tied anyway.
Right. That's right. Jake didn't thrash or trash. Jake, ultimately?
Trash it. Sorry, dude.
Do we know the name of the band?
Apatheon.
That was a 40% trash, though. He got 40%. Oh, 40%.
I mean, a physics class.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
In a physics class, a 40% can be an A, so... I don't know.
Not really, but it's a good way to look at it.
On a positive note, sorry, Rob, you got a thrash from the most attractive member of the live cast and from Noah. So,
so you're doing something right.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a hard critic. How could people find out more about your band? Why don't you plug your band? Maybe somebody liked it.
Maybe one of the thousands.
We're on Facebook and stuff like that.
On how do you spell it? Advertising.
Yeah, what's the name of the band?
He said it, but I wouldn't know how to spell that.
Oh, Apatheon? It's a made-up word, though, so, like, you can't really be mad if someone mispronounces it.
So tell us how to spell it.
Apatheon.
What was your thought in naming your band that?
There
was no thought.
What did he say?
What did you say?
So, like, somebody that's apathetic about stuff.
They're an Apatheon. They come from the country of Apatheon.
Like Apatheon Forest?
Apatheon Forest?
Yes!
Yeah.
See, look at us. We have everything in common today. We both thrashed.
Let's run away.
We made the same pun.
You're both very attractive. You're in the very attractive pile.
You're from attractive Sylvania.
Game over.
You're an attractive Sylvanian.
All right. Thank you for your call, Kevin. And
thanks for trashing me.
Well,
have a good night.
60%.
Hey,
yeah. 60%.
Hey, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Why are you mad?
You mad, bro?
Oh, I'm not mad. Yeah. It's all fun. Somebody finally called in with their own band.
And
somebody
two
else do that.
Yeah, it's true. Two of the thrashes were borderline. I found something to like about it.
Yeah, and again,
even
also,
though your part was what I didn't
also,
like,
though, no, but in all seriousness, just because we don't like it, I mean, this is going out to thousands, literally thousands of people.
We do. We are tastemakers, though. You
millions.
Have to say. We do
mean,
matter.
You saw what we did for Bay.
Yeah, you'll be
right?
headlining in Australia in no time.
And Chelsea Grin.
And Chelsea Grin. Yeah.
Even if we don't like it, there are going to be plenty of people listening. That are like, this is the best thing ever.
Campion just said, they're a patheist. They have no moral barometer.
All right, Kevin, thanks for calling in. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
The number to dial, if you want us to drudge your band, drudge?
Yeah. Can I just
Us and Brick
Drudge, Roman, great band.
Since we just mentioned Steve Harvey for a second, I just want to say, in between these two bands that we do, that he has a show. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Oh, the
now.
Steve Harvey show.
Do you know what his show consists of? It's not like a talk show.
Him telling white people how to live?
Yes, exactly that. And some black people, too.
But mostly white people.
I turned it on.
It's sort of how Maury tells black people how to live.
Or who,
well,
no,
who Maury, their babies come from.
Maury doesn't say anything.
Doesn't really judge
yeah.
them. The audience judges them.
Yeah.
He just reads a card. He's like, you're the father. You know, that's
yeah.
all. He doesn't really say, you're
just
a fucked up person.
He's just the only person in the room who can read.
Oh.
Wow,
oh,
no.
Well,
wow.
There are white people.
Moral barometer.
It's not really racist, though, because there's about half white people on the show that also can't read.
Yeah.
They're very
that's
stupid.
Who she's
They're
about.
Very stupid guests.
I didn't
guests.
Mean that to be a racist.
It's not racial. They, the guests are very stupid as a whole.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm on the YouTube channel, and there's a lot of there's a segment he has called Ask Steve.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say, because I turned on the TV, and it happened to be on channel whatever. I think it's 11.
SNL has parodied his show before.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right? Because I had the TV on that channel, and I just turned it on, and he was on in the middle of this segment, and this segment was women ask him a question. And he answers it with the advice that they need to get their husband to do what they want.
So you think like a man.
Only
like his
women?
Book.
Can I just – this guy's been divorced twice already. And he's got kids from three different marriages. Why is that? He's not a doctor. He's not a fucking counselor.
He's on TV.
There's so many of these that I want to click on.
He's a big fucking like dumb idiot with a pimp suit on. How is he like qualified
okay,
on,
on
TV?
Do we want to listen to your husband is an idiot?
Please.
If Steve was a woman –
Yeah.
Oh. Or booty calls and text. And
if Steve was a woman.
Can I guess? We'll play a game show. I'll guess what he says. Now, if I was a woman, I would have a good moral barometer, because it's very hard for women out here these days. They got men throwing a penis at them all the time.
And Dick will make him slap somebody.
Dick will make him slap somebody.
Now, see, there's also Stephanie Harvey would have a job.
Yeah.
But let's see if Steve was a woman. Let's go with that one. It's loading up. There might be an ad because it's on his official. Oh, no. No ad. Not a monetized.
Why don't you have
an
ad? About being a woman? Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited and nervous.
That's okay.
Okay. You give a lot of women advice.
Why?
So I'm curious. If you woke up tomorrow and realized you were a woman, what would be the first thing you would do?
Shave off my stinky smelling mustache.
The look on his face is so, I'm a woman?
I would never be a woman. I hate women.
But that's not a specific enough question.
First thing I do is get on that internet and find out how I can get this surgery to reverse this. Because I don't know how y'all do it. I could not do the woman thing. But I tell you, first
the
thing
woman
I do,
thing.
Let me see. I go get my hair done, get my nails
right.
done.
That's what he does anyway,
a collection of the highest heel shoes I could walk in.
Yeah, go somewhere.
Get me a membership down to a gym, and I'm going to start working it.
What?
This is the word. That is the word.
What?
You know, you could join a gym now, Steve, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As a man.
He could work
that's
it.
That's also an option.
He got nothing to work. He looks like a fucking...
And he's basically saying that a woman, instead of going to work and, like,
yeah, she should
a
look
profession,
good.
She needs to put on high heels.
The first
hair
thing she
makeup,
needs to do is look good.
And
would...
go to the gym in her heels, makeup, and hair done.
But the question wasn't specific enough. When she said, you wake up and you realize you're a woman. Does that mean you
trans?
Now have a female body, or you realize that you are a woman trapped in a man's body?
Yeah, I think... Steve Harvey pre-op? Is that what she said?
Gender transmorphia.
He's just a woman, a giant fucking Steve Harvey looking woman.
I'd call Star Jones and say, how do you do it? And that's the end. There you go.
I would commiserate with the Star Jones. I would, truthfully though, to answer your question, I would stop reading books. Because women are not smart. They need to wear high heels and go to the gym and work it because they stupid.
Yeah.
First thing I would do, pull on heels. Second thing I would do, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Third thing I would do, go to the hospital because I got a twisted ankle from going to the gym and heels. I would go to mass because God is very important in a woman's life. All right, here
this
we go.
The first
like
Christmas that I was
spent
with my boyfriend. And I want to buy him a gift, but I'm not sure how much to spend.
Buy
I feel that if I spend too much, he will be spoiled or expect to be spoiled. Uh-huh. If I don't spend enough, he may consider me cheap and may lose a little interest. So what should I do?
Lose a little interest?
Maybe.
Really?
Let's see what his advice is.
Let me ask you something. How long have you been dating this guy?
It's been about 10 months.
10 months.
Yes.
You seem
months.
Like a grown
months.
Woman.
I am.
You're not a child.
Not at all.
So where is this relationship going?
I'm hoping that it will...
No.
It is progressing well.
Where's your fucking relationship
Where's it
going? You got divorced twice already.
Hopefully
you cocksucker.
To more of a commitment.
Let me stop you right here. Ladies,
okay.
Don't worry about the Christmas gift.
See, I know.
Let me just give you some basics about men.
Yeah.
Number one.
We dump our wives when we get famous.
I'm assuming you're over 30.
Good assumption.
You look kind of old, you know what I mean?
We'll leave it at that.
You got some pro feet.
You've been dating a man for 10 months, and you're a mature woman. This has to be going somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't have time for a boyfriend.
No.
We're too old for boyfriends.
What?
Boyfriends stop in college.
That is not answering her question at
all. After that, this got to be about something.
Right.
So if you want this to be about something, find out where it's going. If you've been with him for 10 months, here's what I suggest
months.
You do for
10
Christmas.
10 months.
Kid. It ain't
he
how you impress
it.
Him. It's really how he impresses you.
And in that fucking word.
It really is.
Woo!
Buy a safe gift. Get him a little shirt or something.
Okay.
What you really got to be concerned about is what he going to get you.
That's right.
See,
that's,
now you find out the level of commitment
that's
that a man
right.
when he gets
See,
you.
Now, women's is about receiving gifts. And in exchange for that, you give up some of your bukkake. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. Oh, he's such a sexist, fucking stupid, fucking anti-intellectual, fucking doofus cocksucker.
Yeah.
Asshole!
Yeah.
I hate, I want to rip his stupid mustache off of his face.
It's probably fake anyway.
It's probably because you don't got a moral ball, right? My fucking cue ball head motherfucker.
Mike, email? He wrote, hey, Steve, I typically like to take ladies to a nice steakhouse or restaurant for a first date. I haven't had any luck because I'm still, what can I do to land a second date? Mike is here.
Man.
Mike, you can't get a
date Steve
date?
Harvey's wife. She'll be single in about a month.
I think I actually, a lot of women that deserve to be taken out, I don't take out, and then the ones that
What's this guy
don't deserve
like?
To be taken
Just
out.
Just like a scumbag.
Give them all these gifts and everything else.
Wait, you dating a lot of strippers? What's that?
I get the number for one of y'all strippers. What clubs you go to? Getting bored of my wife and kid now.
You think again. You can get Steve Harvey a discount?
Fucking Steve Harvey, you cock, fucking cocksucker.
Delicious.
Oh, here's my letter. Dear Steve, hey, fuck you. Fuck you, Steve Harvey.
How do we get Darren on Steve Harvey?
Yeah, we need Darren on Ask Steve. Fucking criticizing people. Atheists are terrible to him. People have no morals. You got to fucking dump in his wife and tell him fat white cows how to fucking hang out with their boyfriends and buy them, let them buy gifts for them. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. There's something called Spicy Popeyes Turns Me On. That's a video.
On Steve Harvey?
I don't know who.
Why is that a related video on Steve Harvey?
Oh, no, it's on his show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay. That I believe, because he is a walking stereotype.
You know who's got a food fetish?
I was going to say YouTube's algorithm is very racist.
And I mean, it excites me. So I look up cheesecakes and cupcakes.
Oh, I saw this.
Those little meringues with the Chantorts and the strawberry shortcakes with the juicy cherries on top.
That kind of turns on.
That gets me going and gets the tone set up here. Yeah. Then when I get into the bedroom, then I start thinking of my...
We need guys, and this is the writer's room. We need a story about something that gets a crazy, that gets a woman excited. What are we going to do? Fried chicken. That's what we'll do. All right.
Favorite food of all time, which is Popeye's chicken.
I gotta say, that's my favorite food.
Oh, Steve Harvey puts up the fist like Black Power.
Black Power. I swear, Rob is not exaggerating. He's got his as far as you can extend your arm into the air with his pimp suit
but
on.
Also with like the blankest of approving stares.
He is like emotionally wrapped in this fucking Popeye's chicken. He is such a stereotype. Any black person that watches Steve Harvey, you're setting the black race like 40 years backwards.
Or you're self-hating. You're just like, oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
All right, maybe that. He is such a stereotype.
He gets you so excited that I take that and I put that in a special place in my mind. So if he's not doing what he's supposed to in
Steve
there,
Harvey is
then
amazed.
I start
he's
thinking,
like blinking in awe.
Popeye spicy, Popeye spicy. And it just gets me to where I need to be.
This is definitely
it weird that
like
just
a Popeye sponsored
Popeye spicy
segment.
Chicken
yeah.
gets me.
But no one told Steve.
Yeah. All the writers took all the free chicken.
It's because Steve doesn't do any prep.
No,
they have those meetings. He never shows up for them.
Go and find one of the SNL parodies because really it's not far off. It's just him being very confused by the world and things around him. And people saying stuff and him not understanding. It's very, very good.
Sorry I missed that. It sounds great. I don't watch SNL anymore.
Well, some things are worth watching in this Steve Harvey Show parodies.
By the way, I'm waiting for the segue for Rob to get back into Thrash or Trash It. I was hoping it was...
Well, now that you've made a thing of it, it won't be as good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it coming? It was coming, right?
Sure.
But we can rip on Steve Harvey a little longer.
Oh, well, there would be an ad on Hulu, though.
So what? Play the ad. Maybe it's for Popeyes.
Yeah. Maybe it's for the Black Sabbath album.
We'll
get some extra revenue.
I don't think they would pay us.
Accidental revenue, but whatever.
They're already getting revenue from him clicking it.
I suppose.
Yeah, just watching the ad is it's a revenue.
Why should they get double?
It's a revenue?
It's a revenue, yeah. It's a form of revenue.
Your activation on Verizon.
Oh, no!
No!
You're welcome, Verizon.
That damn kid from
it was just, all he said was Verizon. Who is it? Is it,
Keenan,
yeah.
Philly. Heavy set black guy.
Welcome back to Steve Harvey. I want to thank our celebrity chef, Ted Reeder, for barbecuing with us. And I want to apologize to our audience volunteer, Tanya, for catching on fire. She's okay. Little darling just lost her eyebrows. She's going to have a few weeks ahead of her where she always looks surprised.
He looks and sounds nothing like Steve Harvey.
I think
he
looks like Steve Harvey.
Like smiling the whole time. Steve Harvey never smiles.
Where people send in pictures of dogs who look like me. First up is Pug Harvey. Then we got Steve Harry. Yeah, that was pretty good. It's got a mustache. And here's my favorite, the King Charles Spaniels of Comedy. Yeah, there they are. All right, well, that was doppelganger. Okay, today in your health, we talking about overcoming faux bias. Now, everybody got some kind of a faux bias, and we just...
I'm trying to say phobia.
Excuse me, what is it? Oh, phobia.
It's like it hurts you.
Things that you're scared of, phobia. Now, look here. People got all kind of phobias. Ain't no reason to judge anybody. You see, I got this thing where I'm scared that after I fall asleep, my mustache is going to slide down my throat and choke me to death.
Yep.
I don't know why. But my next guest has a faux bias, and we're going to help him out. Please welcome
Dennis Reigns.
All right, well, that's good enough.
The thing with Kenan Thompson and, like, the impressions of black celebrities, he does the Al Sharpton impression, too.
Yeah.
And the basis of that one is also that he doesn't understand how to say words.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like Kenan Thompson is very racist against black people.
I don't think so. I think those are two people who really don't know how to say words.
I think it's just two people that try to act smarter than they really are.
I think Al Sharpton is a really smart guy, though. I think he has that stereotypical way of talking, mm-hmm. you know, that is almost like Steve Harvey.
Fair enough.
He's not a dummy, though.
It's like just weird that those are, like, the two impressions I remember him doing most this year, and they're both, like, black guy on TV who can't pronounce things.
Yeah.
I mean, weird. All right.
Well, maybe just Kenan is a black guy that can't pronounce things.
That wasn't even part
of
his game.
Yeah, it wasn't written in. He just said phobia, and he meant phobia, and it became a joke.
I can relate.
Well, yeah.
With that said, let's return to
40 minutes later.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Somebody in the chat, I forget who, threw in the War of 1812.
That's the band name?
That's the band name.
That's a good name. It's not very Google SEO, though. That's going to be tough.
Well, I guess if you put in the War of 1812 band.
But they'd have to get really big to be the first result for that.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to be obscure.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they're not looking for SEO.
You were saying that? How dare you? You're selling out your...
I would never. Right. If I was in the band, I'd be like, guys, come on. We want people to find us on Facebook. If their friend was like, hey, War of 1812, great band.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. All right, so let's hear the song Alpha Omega. Oh, wait, I think this is just an intro track.
This is the theme to Downton Abbey.
The All-Seeing. Let's get it.
Wait, let it play some more. I want to hear this. No, maybe he really thinks this is good. People like this kind of crap.
Not our listeners. I don't know.
All right. Okay, let me just say, this is my least favorite type of music. Like, when I hear this hurts me. It physically hurts
me. Well, this is like the bastard child of Blink-182, I feel. That nasty, whiny voice.
No, it's like...
I know. I'm saying all of that genre came from that, though. That when that was on the radio,